fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, Big Toe! I'm Silver!
The cafe in Sandpoint was packed with the usual Saturday night crowd of ranchers and townspeople. While outside, near the hitch rack, Dan Reed was standing quietly beside his Colt Victor. He watched curiously as Mel Nugent, recently released from territorial prison, halted a tiny pony in front of the hitch rack.
Move out of my way.
Well, I'm not in your way.
I said get out.
Well, I have as much right to stand here as you have.
Smart kid, huh? I'll show you what
I'm... This is your fault, not mine. Trip me, huh? Will you sneak in there? I tripped you. Standing here by the hitch rack minding my own business. You started the argument.
I ain't got time to fool with you now, kid. I'll see you again, and don't you forget it.
Don't worry, I won't.
Hey, is that Mel Nugent just walked in?
Sure it is. Thought he was in territorial prison.
Yes, you let him out. Looks like he's all steamed up for trouble.
Probably looking for Doc Adams.
That coyote's Doc Adams in here.
I said it's Doc Adams in here.
You looking for me, Nugent?
Reckon I am. Reckon you know why.
Me then.
You're the hombre that sent me to jail. You're the reason I spent 2 years in prison, one of them in solitary.
Yes, I'm responsible for you going to jail, Nugent. Now do it again.
You dirty...
I shouldn't have sent you to jail. You stole my cattle, I cut at it. You came back here to Sandpoint to be a law-abiding citizen, all well and good. You're still a crook. I'll do the same thing I did before.
You won't railroad me into jail again. You won't get a chance.
Now that you stay honest...
I'll do whatever I want to. You won't have anything to do with it. Because you won't live that long.
So you've come gunning for me, is that it?
You catch on quick, Doc.
All right. You're welcome to try it.
Then fill your hand, you double cross.
I've got you both covered.
Stay out of this, Sheriff.
There won't be any gunfighting in this town as long as I'm riding the law around here.
Look here, you can't tell.
I happened to be outside, Mel, when you rode up the hitch rack. You were spoiling for trouble then, when the kid tripped you and gave you what you deserved.
Sure, I was. Maybe part of this is my fault. But I didn't start it.
I know you didn't, Doc.
I've never turned yellow in gunfights yet, and I'm not going to start now.
You don't have to, Doc. There won't be any fight, because I'm chasing Mel Nugent out of town.
What's that? You can't run me out of town.
Why not?
I think because you're packing that tin badge, you can do anything, don't you?
You heard what I said, Nugent. Get moving.
You ain't got the right to turn me out of town. That served my sentence. Law's got nothing on me.
Look, Mel, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You've got a little place up in the valley. Go home, cool off. When you can come to town without wanting to fight, nobody will stop you.
All right, Law Dog. You're holding the winning cards. Now, next time it might be different. You hear that, Adams?
I'll be waiting for you, Mel. Any time you come again.
Maybe you will, and maybe you won't.
Wait a minute. Put that gun away. I don't want to fight with you. You'd be smart to get along with me.
Listen, I'm going to gun whip that boss of yours if it's the last thing.
It's all right with me.
What do you mean?
I got some scores I'd like to settle, too. Maybe you and me could get together.
Yeah. Let's start talking.
You used to live here in town. Remember Doc Adams' daughter?
Doc Adams' daughter? They didn't she marry an hombre named Clayton Summers?
That's right. But she would have married me if her old man hadn't butted in.
Yeah?
Between Adams and Clayton telling her what to do, they spoiled my chances.
I'm not interested in who you want to marry.
Oh, of course not. But if I'd had any luck with Alva, I'd be sitting pretty now. Father-in-law with almost every beef critter in the state belonging to me.
You got something in mind?
Yeah. Look, Doc had the law on his side when he sent you to prison, didn't he?
You're a dirty moron.
How'd you like to use the law to get even with him?
Well, you might be talking sense.
Mm-hmm. When I heard on what went on inside, I started thinking.
Yeah.
I think I got an idea that'll fix Doc for you. Get rid of Clayton from me and give me a chance to court the girl again.
What is it?
Climb on your cayuse. Let's do our talking away from town.
Suits me. You lead the way.
Maybe some of the trails around here have changed some while you've been away. Better stick close behind me.
Get up.
After the incident he experienced in front of the Sand Point Cafe, Dan Reed returned to the trailside camp he shared with the Lone Ranger. He explained the situation. And the following day, according to the Lone Ranger's instructions, reined up his horse in front of the Adams Ranch House.
Oh, hold it, hold on.
Seem to be here in the yard, Victor. I must have knocked on the door.
Well, son, what you looking for?
I'm looking for a job.
Job, eh? Now, don't tell me that a youngster like you is a full-fledged cowhand.
You know, sir, I'm not big enough for that yet, but, well, there are a lot of odd jobs I could do around a ranch like this.
Hey, you might be right at that, eh? What's your name, Sam?
Dan. Dan Reed.
Well, Dan, how does $15 a month plus room and board sound to you?
Oh, golly. You mean I'm hired?
Well, that depends on how good you are with an axe on that woodpile over there.
Oh, gee, thanks for the job, Mr. Adams. I'll make that wood disappear so fast.
Oh, Mr. Adams!
What's wrong with it, Jake?
Boss, I'm afraid there was some rustlers here tonight.
What do you mean you're afraid there was some rustlers here?
Just made a count of the stock we cut out and had better down the corral.
It's still there, aren't they? I can see them from here.
Yeah, about a third of the critters are gone. Come on over and count them.
I will.
Gee, Mr. Adams, they're really gone. That's a tough break, isn't it?
It is, Dan. A lot bigger loss than I can take.
Who's the kid? What's he doing here?
New handyman. I just hired him.
Oh. There. You know what the count was yesterday afternoon? Look at him now.
Yes. I'm afraid you're right, Jake. How could Steers be rustled out of this corral without it? Gee, isn't it?
Yeah, I picked up the trail, all right.
Where?
Now you can see where it starts, right over there by the corral gate. Farmers had rustled out of beef, lit out straight east.
Yes, you're right, the tracks are here.
What are you going to do, boss?
You? That's a crazy question. Call the boys in the bunkhouse. We'll follow this trail till we find my steers.
moments later, every puncher on the Adams Ranch was in the saddle and riding eastward, following the lead of Mr. Adams and Jake, his foreman. The tracks left for the small herd of cattle were easy enough to follow, but suddenly Doc Adams reined up in surprise.
What's the matter, boss? Can't understand it.
What?
This trail is leading right to my son-in-law's place. Clayton Milner's spread.
Hey, it is, ain't it?
That can't be right.
Clayton ain't too well off, is he, boss?
No, but he ain't no thief.
Well, it's the same thing folks said about Mel Nugent till he was caught. You remember?
Hey, son-in-law, ain't no Mel Nugent.
Of course, it's none of my business, but I've been hearing some talk about Clayton the last few weeks.
What kind of talk?
Well, I heard it said that he figured you ought to help him stock his range, seeing as you're his wife's pa.
I don't believe in that sort of thing. Young fellas should stand on their own feet.
Sure, I think so, too. Understand, boss, I'm only telling you what I heard.
Hey, look over there in that drawer. Ain't that my stock?
Well, sure it is. At least I think so.
Yeah, my kettle, all right. I can read the brands from here.
This is Clayton's range, too. Or maybe it's just an accident.
It's no accident. Cow critters don't wander out of the lock corral.
What are you going to do, boss?
Three cows are just over their eyes. I think I'll ask him some questions.
If I was you, I'd do the same thing.
Get in there. Get
round up them critters, boys, and herd them home. Me and the boss are going to keep on riding.
Get up.
Want me to ride along with you, boss?
Yeah, might as well. I can't believe that Clay would turn rusty. What if you're going to find out?
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
Anyway.
Must be inside. There's a saddle on the porch.
Come on. I'll find out about this.
Hi. Hello, Mr. Adams. It's my stranger. Come on in.
No, thanks. I'll do my talking right here.
What's the matter?
Clayton, what have I heard of my cattle doing on your range? Over in that draw beyond the hill.
What?
What's the trouble?
I'll tell you the trouble, Elder. Close to 35 of my cows were stolen last night. I trailed them right over here.
Oh, no, that can't be possible.
I just saw them. Not over 30 minutes ago.
Maybe they just strayed, Pop.
Out of the lock corral?
Wait a minute, Mr. Adams. You trying to say that I rustled that stuff?
Well, to tell the truth, I don't know what to think. The beef was stolen. I found it over here.
Why, you must be crazy to think that Clayton would steal your cattle.
I always figured you were square, Clayton.
You know I wouldn't steal.
I'll tell you this much. If I found this much evidence against anyone else but you, I'd shoot first and then ask the questions.
Oh, you don't know what you're saying.
Makes sense, don't it?
I never rustled your steers.
Maybe. Anyway, this time I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Next time, it'll be different.
If you're crazy enough to think that I'm crooked, you can do what you like.
Clay, Pa, please don't.
I've got one more thing to say, Clay. If I'm going to have trouble with rustlers, this range is going to bust wide open. And don't you forget it.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Prison, had returned to the scene of his former crimes and had taken as his partner Jake Deets. Both of these outlaws hatched a plot to incriminate Clayton Summers, Doc Adams' son-in-law, in the rustling of Doc's cattle. The first step in their plan went without a hitch, for Adams found his missing cattle on Clayton's range and told the young man that should it happen again, he'd take drastic action. So the outlaws planned to make this rustling happen again. And late the following night, Jake Deets waited on horseback beside a small herd of cattle on a remote part of the Adams Range.
I wonder why he doesn't show up. Almost midnight and... maybe this is him. That you, Mel?
Yeah. Steady there.
Where you been? I've been out here...
Long ride over here from my place. Hey, these are critters we're going to take along.
Yep.
Where are we going to plant them? Can't leave moving that draw again.
I don't know. Got a better idea.
What is it?
Guess you know Clayton's got a trail herd rounded up to take over to the railroad tomorrow.
Heard about it.
Yeah, these critters are going to be part of that herd.
Oh, smart idea. Let's get going. Come on. Come on, you dumb cow critters.
The following morning, just as Jake Dietz had planned it, it didn't take long for Doc Adams to discover that some more of his cattle were missing. As soon as he had verified the suspicion that the tracks of the stolen herd headed again toward the east, he turned his horse and raced back to his ranch.
Hurry, you!
Town last night. I heard that son-in-law of yours is starting a trail herd this morning, taking some beef over the railroad to ship east.
He ain't shipping any of my beef. Get a move on, you boys.
Maybe your cows are with that herd.
That sad one, the Clay, because he can steal me blind just because he married my daughter. He's going to find out different. Come on, let's ride.
Finishing breakfast at his home.
Oh, mighty good breakfast, Calvin. Mighty good.
I'm glad you liked it, Clay.
I've got a lot of riding to do this morning. I'll be pushing along.
Have to meet such an early start?
Sure. This isn't early, Alva. Most of my punches have been at work since long before sunup. I'm going to have the trail herd started by now. I'll have to ride to catch up with him.
How long do you think you'll be gone, Clay?
Oh, shouldn't take more than a week. Why, Alva?
One way, I'm kind of glad you'll be away for a while.
What's that?
I'm just thinking of the way Pa acted when he was over here the other morning. I can't imagine what got into him. But it might be just as well if the two of you didn't meet again for a while.
I couldn't figure it out. I still can't see how your Pa figures I'd ruffle his cattle.
One way, you can hardly blame him. I guess it did look bad, for us, I mean.
I'd like to know how old your Pa's cows got over here in my range.
The way Pa acted, it's got me worried.
Oh, he's probably all over it by now. And your Pa's the first one to admit it when he does make a mistake. Nothing to worry about.
I hope so. I wonder who that can be.
Oh, no. Not the boys in the herd. They wouldn't be riding back here unless something is wrong.
I'll go and see them.
Yes, you, Clay Summers.
Now what's wrong?
If you didn't know, where are they?
Where's what?
You know what I mean. Where the coyote? He's dead in my corral again last night.
Sir Adams, you must be a loco.
Not a thrill to see the coyote, boss. That's why I come over here. First, I want to know where my stock is.
Pa, listen to me. How can you say Clay stole your cow?
I know it because I followed that trail to where Clay had his herd last night.
What? You mean you found your cattle and my herd?
No, I didn't. That's why I'm here. But caught up with your herd, but didn't find my cattle. Guess you figured it would be the first place I'd look, eh?
All the local things I've ever heard. Crooked boss, and he knows it. I always said he was no good.
Sure you did, Jake. Now I'm just wondering whether you've got a hand in this someplace.
Why, don't try to put the blame on somebody else, Slate. We've got you dead to rights.
I tell you, I've never stolen anything.
You're a sneaking liar.
I don't care if you are, Elvis Farr. You can't talk to me that way.
I figure it doesn't matter how you talk to rustlers.
Look him, boss.
You stay out of this, Jake. It's none of your affair.
Are you going to tell me where you hit them cars, or do I have to gun with the truth out of you?
The truth is what I've already told you. I don't know.
Then, Brad, you...
Oh, please don't.
What are you doing here?
The kid you hired to do our job. Now, get out of here, kid. This is none of your business.
That's right, run along.
But, Mr. Adams,
I've got no time to bother with you now. You're fired. Get back to the ranch and draw your pay.
Well, I want to show you something, Mr. Adams. I'm sure you'd be interested.
Get out of here. The only thing I'm interested in now is cattle. Stolen cattle.
That's what I'm talking about. I know where they are.
What? What did you say?
Nothing but a harebrained kid, boss. Don't listen to him. Now, if you don't get out of here,
I'll... Do you really know where the stolen cows are?
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you, the kid's loco. Loco or not, I'm going to find out what he's got to show before I stand here and listen to myself being accused of rustling.
How come you know so much about it?
If you all just come with me, I'll show you.
Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go.
Boss, I'm sure this is a trick of some kind.
If it is a trick, it'll be the last one.
Well, I know how serious this is. Why should I play any tricks?
You'd better not.
My horse is just outside. Come on, we'll all ride together.
We sure will. And if it ain't proved that you had nothing to do with this, Clay, I'm dealing with you myself, understand?
It isn't very far.
Come on.
Dad Dan Reed led the group directly to where Clay Turd had been bedded down the night before. He then pointed out that the tracks of the stolen cows circled the bedded herd and continued on eastward. The men pressed forward, discovering at last that the trail led to the tumble-down ranch of Mel Nugent. As they neared Mel's shack, Clay gave out a shout.
Hey, this is Mel Nugent's place. There he is, running away.
Yes. Cut out of the herd when he starts coming.
He's heading for his horse.
Yeah. He'll blow a hole through that critter there.
No, wait. If you can take him without shooting, it'll be better. He wasn't in this all alone.
How can we get a hold of him?
Try my rope before he starts shooting. Get up, Victor.
Come in, buddy. Get away, please.
Come on, Victor.
Responding to the cry of his young master, Victor, the mighty son of silver, raced ahead with the speed of wind. The outlaw had a good start and a good horse, but he was no match for the white stallion that kept slowly but steadily closing the gap between them. Nugent's head was bent low over the neck of his horse, and he no longer looked back at his pursuer. If he had, he'd have seen Dan still traveling at top speed, but slowly and carefully uncoiling just the right amount of his lariat.
Well, Victor, steady boy, if I can get this rope for you, I...
Thank you.
heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'll Silver! Hurry!
It was a hot and dusty afternoon when Brett Aberley, United States Marshal, reined up his roan horse to the hitch rack of the Horseshoe Cafe in Ten Sleep.
Oh boy. I hate jobs like this. It's got to be done.
Family resemblance, all right. You look something like him.
Oh, do you know Les?
Oh, never met him.
Well, then how can you say?
Answer one more question for me, Mr. Carruthers. Did you come west to live with your brother? Out on his ranch?
What's wrong? Why are you asking me all these things?
Did you?
Yes, that's true, but
I hate to tell you this, but it's got to be done. Your brother's dead.
Dead? How could they?
We found him out in a trail east of town about an hour ago. He was murdered and robbed. He must have been carrying a lot of cash with him, because we found the empty money sacks in his saddlebags.
Les. Dead. I can't.
The reason I rode in here and looked you up was because we found a letter from you on his coat.
Yes, I wrote that I would arrive today. But who would murder Les?
Can't tell you that, Mr. Carruthers. I don't know. But I do know this killing happened on my range. I'll find out who did it or turn in my badge.
Nephew, Dan Reed, had spent several weeks in the high mountain country west of Ten Sleep. When they returned to the plains, they found themselves short of provisions. It was 2 days after Marshal Aberley had discovered a murdered man on the trail, but Dan Reed was unaware of the event as he stood in the kitchen of a large ranch house owned by Luke Dalby. It was a prosperous cattle ranch, and Dalby was proud of it. He also raised hogs and butchered them for nearby markets. Dan was sure he'd be able to buy some bacon from Mr. Dalby. The rancher had readily agreed and had left Dan in the kitchen while he went to the smokehouse.
Here you are, Shorty. Full side of bacon.
Gee, that's fine.
That's a good eating, man. One of the best slabs I've ever cured.
I'm sure it'll taste all right. Thanks a lot for selling to me. Here's your money.
Fair enough. How far do you have to carry it?
No, not very far. Camp's over near the river.
It's none of my business, Shorty, but aren't you kind of young to be ramrodding around the country all alone?
Oh, I'm not alone. There are two of us.
Yeah? Another kid like you?
No. My friend's a little older than I am. Well, thanks again for selling the bacon to me. I'll be getting along.
What the?
That sounded like my Colt Victor.
Wait a minute. That your horse, ground hitched by the corral?
Yeah, but what'd those men pester him? Make
it. Wait, kid. Don't get excited. One of those gents is Sheriff Logan. I know who the other one is.
Oh, I don't care. Can't bother.
Hi, Sheriff. Who does that white colt belong to? Ain't yours, is it?
Oh, no,
it's my horse. Why?
Who's he, Luke?
Stranger, camp near here. Came by, said his grub was running low, and I sold him a side of bacon.
What's your name, kid?
Dan Reed. What's that other man doing going through my saddlebags? He's got no
right. Yes, he has. I told him to do it.
Oh. You're a lawman, so I guess you must have a good reason. But I gotta leave now.
Not so fast, kid. You ain't going no place.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Oh, boy. Who's this, Sheriff? United States Marshal, Red Aberley.
Find anything, Sheriff?
Nothing so far, but a kid buying some bacon from Luke.
Sheriff Logan, Mr. Aberley.
Look what I found in the saddlebags on that horse.
What is it, Carruthers?
Well, there must be thousands of dollars in gold.
Jumping G. Hustle.
And in the last letter I received from Les, my brother, he said he was going to mortgage his ranch for $10,000.
Who does the white colt belong to?
This kid.
That money wasn't in my saddlebags. I've never seen that much before. Oh,
I just took it out of there. You saw me, Sheriff.
Yeah. Who's he, Sheriff? I'm standing familiar.
This is Ray Carruthers, brother of Les.
Oh, sure. Les Carruthers.
You know Les, don't you, Luke?
Sure.
Sheriff, I don't know how the kid got mixed up in this, unless they're hiring killers younger nowadays. But from what the hired man out in Les Carruthers' ranch told us, I think we've found what...